Hey everyone, Aura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Handles Pressure. Today's topic hits close to home, something I've been navigating my whole life. Body positivity and self-acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when scrolling through social media, seeing seemingly perfect bodies, and suddenly questioning your own worth? Yeah, we've all been there. It's a constant battle, especially in a world obsessed with unrealistic beauty standards. But let me tell you, finding peace with your body is an absolute game changer. Not just for your self-esteem, but for your overall happiness and well-being. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into my personal journey with body positivity and self-acceptance. I'll be sharing 5 key takeaways that have helped me along the way, a relatable story about the time I really struggled with these feelings, and some actionable tips you can implement right now to start your own journey towards loving yourself exactly as you are. Firstly, ditch the comparison game. Seriously, it's a trap. Every single person is on their own unique journey, facing different challenges and celebrating different milestones. Comparing yourself to someone else is like comparing apples and oranges. They're both fruits, but they taste completely different. Focus on your own growth, your own progress, and celebrate your own victories, big or small. Number 2. Learn to love your body's capabilities. It's amazing what your body can do. Instead of focusing on perceived flaws, appreciate its strength, flexibility, resilience, all the incredible things it allows you to do. Whether it's running a marathon, dancing like nobody is watching, or simply getting through your day with grace and energy, acknowledge and celebrate your body's power. Thirdly, surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with have a huge impact on your mindset. Seek out friends, family members, and mentors who lift you up, encourage your growth, and celebrate your individuality. Avoid those who constantly put you down or make you feel insecure about yourself. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by positivity. Fourthly, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about prioritizing activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and make you feel good, whether it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or simply spending time with loved ones. And lastly, remember, progress over perfection. This journey isn't about achieving some unattainable ideal. It's about making small changes each day, celebrating your wins, and learning from your setbacks. Be kind to yourself, practice patience, and trust that you're on the right path. Speaking of journeys, let me share a quick story with you. A few years back, I was invited to speak at a major conference. Thrilled, right? But then came the dreaded dress shopping experience. I try on everything, feeling like nothing fit quite right. My mind raced with negative thoughts. My arms look too chunky. That dress doesn't flatter my shape. I almost canceled the whole thing. Then I took a deep breath and remembered what I was truly there to do. Share my message and inspire others. Instead of focusing on how I looked in a specific outfit, I chose something comfortable and confident, a dress that made me feel empowered, not self-conscious. And guess what? It turned out to be one of the most successful presentations of my career. The point is, true confidence comes from within, not from external validation or the clothes you wear. So, let's recap. Ditch the comparison game, love your body's capabilities, surround yourself with positive influences, practice self-care, and remember that progress over perfection is key. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with body positivity? Share your thoughts in a comment below or on social media using the hashtag #SheHandlesPressure. I believe in you, and remember, you are beautiful, strong, and capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. See you all tomorrow for another inspiring episode of She Handles Pressure.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.